AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran says it will respond to what it calls piracy after the U.S. seized an Iranian-flagged tanker near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. says the ship tried to get around its blockade of Iranian ports. Also, yesterday, President Trump announced new U.S.-Iran talks in Pakistan this week. As of earlier today, it was unclear if Iran was going. The U.S. military says it struck a boat suspected of carrying drugs in the Caribbean. 3 people were killed. In Shreveport, Louisiana, mourners held a vigil after the worst U.S. mass shooting in more than 2 years. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
A domestic dispute in Louisiana leaves at least 8 children dead, according to police, who say a relative is behind the deadly shooting of 10 juveniles, the youngest a 1-year-old. Shreveport Police Department spokesperson Chris Bordelon.
We do know that some of the children inside were his descendants.
Police Chief Wayne Smith.
I just don't know what to say. My heart is just taken back. I just cannot begin to imagine how such an event can occur.
Police say the shootings took place early Sunday at 2 homes before the gunman carjacked a vehicle and was shot by police. It was the deadliest mass shooting in the U.S. since 8 people were killed in a Chicago suburb 2 years ago, according to a database maintained by the AP, USA Today, and Northeastern University. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Leo XIV is going today to Equatorial Guinea, the final stop of his tour in Africa. In Angola, southern Africa, he prayed at a site that was once a major slave trade hub. The Pope recalled the sorrow and great suffering that people there had endured. This is AP News. Who can beat the world record holder for the half marathon? The answer: a robot. AP correspondent Donna Warder has the story.
You really have to see this. A humanoid robot with legs about 37 inches on a racetrack running a half marathon. At the race in Beijing on Sunday, the robot, using autonomous navigation, ran the 13-mile race in 50 minutes, 25 seconds, the human record about 57 minutes. Zhao Didu, test development engineer at Honor, the Chinese smartphone company that made the robot, says from the very beginning of the design, our robot was modeled on outstanding human athletes. And Du says the robot is equipped with a very powerful liquid cooling system. Another robot operated by remote control was even faster, completing a half marathon at 48 minutes, 19 seconds. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.